Nisim and Tzavkav Lamed Zayin Siv Zayin. Moshele Samayim Eilon Eilon. So the halacha is that we already have water which is flowing to one of the trees. Now you want to take it from that tree to another tree. So Moshele Samayim Eilon Eilon. You can take it from one tree to the next. Vashla Yashka is this Kol HaSada. You're allowed to do the tree, you can't do the whole field. Okay? Because the het over here is because it's a Debra Ovid vis-a-vis the trees, that does not be a reason to put water throughout the field. The main goal is to take it to the trees. If you're dealing with a soda which was had been wet beforehand, so it means it's used to being wet. So it's not such a big tirka to add the water now. See, I can't compete with you. Moshkin is a mayan. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Chavov. Pirish. Shoisin Saviv Elon Chafiris the Malasason Mayan. They would dig a ditch around the trees, and they would fill it with water, and they would have around each tree, they would do that. They would run the water from one tree to the next, and add water to it. So once you have already dug around all the trees, the irrigation ditch which you need for each one of the trees, to then make an extension from tree A to tree B, the ditch would takes you from one tree to the next, that's not considered the same level of tirka that Chazal would answer that.
So Moshkin includes the digging?
So Moshkin would mean that if they would have to dig a ditch and then run the water there through that, they would be allowed to do that. Right. Vavach lo yashka, dafim lo yashka, kula, like I said, you can do each one of the trees, but you can't do the whole field, just irrigate the field like that, because even if you don't do that, there's no davar of it involved vis-a-vis the trees. Even though it will definitely benefit the trees, but it's only a question of benefit. It's not a question of davar of it, and therefore we're not going to be matter tircha for that purpose. That Mishnah needs to explain for a second. Es kulach of ches. In the case where the field was already wet, so then ein bo tarach yosar yaday ashko. So adding some more water is not going to be a major tirka involved. So that they allowed. Okay. Now the challenge over here is in Chav Zayin. So in Chav Zayin it says like this. It says that even though it's only a question of Havacha, we're not Matar Tircha Rabba for Havacha, but it sounds like we're Matar Tircha Miut for Havacha, we're Matar. Now, in general, we don't deal with Havacha as a Dabra Ovid. We deal with Havacha, Dabra Ovid is you have something which you're going to lose, something you're going to gain, that's not considered an issue of Dabra Ovid. I can theoretically make a new business deal and say, well, if I didn't make the deal, I lost the deal. That's not called Dabra Ovid. Right, the other would be, I have a deal, I have a client, which if I don't give him service, I'm going to lose the client. That's the other of it. Right, so over here, it's saying that I'm going to gain on the trees, there's going to be a havacha for the trees. That seems to be difficult to understand why that's called over, why that shimutter even tircha muat. So what's Mishnah Berurah saying on that? So the most of Dirsha they bring that even if what would be the case where you already had all of the irrigation ditches dug and there's just one dam which blocks the water from coming in, all you have to do is one mice of removing that, so the chard's very minimal tircha, it's still also. Because for Havacha, they weren't matter, even a minimal tircha, which the Chara would be consistent with what we've been learning until now. Right? So he does raise that point. The Shaila is that. Um,
Why?
Okay. So he doesn't really give it. He raises the point on the Mishnah Berurah, and he argues with it, with that understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. One thing he does say is, let's say a situation where if I already have irrigation ditches throughout the field, which if I use those, I'll get all the trees, plus I'll get all the rest of the property also. But I don't have to do any extra work. I just have to, you know, open up the water and let it in. Or if I go only to the trees, I have to dig separate ditches to each one of the trees. So he says, so we're going to be matir, being mashka the whole field, which will minimize the tircha. There's a dover of it which allows me to be mashka the trees. And I can mashka the trees either by being mashka the whole field with the trees without any tircha involved, just that for the first step. Or I can do this major tircha of digging a separate one to each one of the trees. So we're not going to tell you, in order to badafka not do the rest of the field, you're going to have to do the extra tircha when you can do a minimal tircha and take care of your dover of it also. So it means, so that's what you said in dover of it. If I can minimize the tircha, even though I'm going to end up benefiting from a non-oved, dover oved also, we're not going to answer that. We still prefer that over the extra tircha and becoming very specific for the dover oved versus other things. So that he points out. So the Mishnah Berurah has presented it's difficult to understand.
Did you say that again?
So let's say, for example, let's say a modern version of it. So a person has he has an email list to all of his clients and potential clients and et cetera, et cetera. So when I push my button, I push one button so I will send out this email to 1,000 people, which the dover of it is only relevant to let's say, to 500 of them. Those are present clients which need to know this information, and if not, I'm not serving them properly and I could lose my clients, that's dover of it. The other 500, it's a business proposition, it's not anything more. But to go and to do the email one by one to 500 people and do all that tirchas in order to not to send to 1,000 people, because five of them are not a dover of it, it's not going to be mutter. Even though I'm doing some malach and whatever the malach is involved, I'm doing the malach of the rabbanon of kaisev to all these people, sending them an email with pushing the button. We're going to be matter the tircha, minimal tircha of doing a dover oved with a dover not oved over the significant tircha of doing only the dover oved by itself.
So to me, what is the category of tircha? It seems strange. For example, suppose I live across the street from the shul. Can I walk 5 miles to another shul on Chol HaMoed? Is that a tircha? That should not be permitted.
There's a big discussion in the Achronim. We say that one of the defining elements of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is tircha. Is tircha without Malacha, is that prohibited? There is tircha with Malacha.
So what's the Malacha in sending an email?
It's a kosev.
That's kosev, really?
Why not?
I thought it had to be something permanent. It's just a
kosher drabbanon. It's a kosher.
If I print it,
it's a kosher drabbanon. They assume it's a kosher drabbanon. It's not miskayim. So it's a kosher drabbanon.
Really?
Some people claim maybe that, you know, it's a little bit of a gray area exactly how to understand all of the computerized actions, etc. Do we deal with them as say, like he didn't do anything at all? It's using electricity, creating circuits. What exactly it is? You know, just a form on the screen. It's nothing. It's not worse than any case of Roshem. It's a very, very hazy area to figure those things out. But I think a lot of people can assume they deal with it at some level of their abundance. Okay, Ches. Also, the type of mokum lasada, kadeshi konsu bo mayim lahashkosa. I love to tell you that exactly, I know what exactly this looks like. So it sounds like there's a body of water nearby, and there's some type of bank, and I'm going to dig down an opening, you know, this bank, make it one place, I'm going to make it lower, and the water will then flow from the body of water into the field, which would then be mashka the field. So that you can't do that. Now, the guy says, you dig this thing through, the water will rush in, it'll bring some fish with it, then you like sort of block it off, and now you have the fish contained in this much smaller area, it's much easier to catch the fish, or the fish are caught. So if you're doing it for that purpose, so what you do is you open up two places for the flow of water, one at the top, one at the bottom, and you put some type of a net at the bottom, and all the fish get caught by as they go up, but the water rushes out in the bottom. So that's mutter, because then your goal isn't to be mashka the field, your goal is to catch fish. In some way you're fertilizing a field. You're doing some process to better the field, to make it more usable. It goes under the malach of Zareya. Let me take that back. Mezabel can either go under the malach of Zareya or the malach of Charesh. Charesh is the process of preparing the field for usage to plant in it. It's anything you do to make the field better. You take out, there's rocks in the field, so you take those out, the field will be easier to plant. And that's also called, that's some form of Charesh. Plowing it, obviously, is the simplest understanding. Laying down new dirt, being the zabal of the field. All those things go into Charesh. Once you've planted the field, and they help the things, they help the items which are there grow better, then it goes under the malach of Zareya. You're helping something, help something grow. So the person wants to be mashka the whole field, so that's aser. But he does it to catch fish, k'lelach l'mamayin. He says, when we say, in order to eat the memoyed, so how many? So I'm going to catch 50 fish by doing this process. I'm not going to use, do I need to use all the fish for the head is only if I'm going to use all the fish for the memoyed? So Bismar says, the whole time is Osir. When all 50 fish that you catch, you're leaving for after the moed. Your intention is to eat some of them. Even though your intention is not to eat all of them, so that's shaper dami, that's mutter. That's the base mayor. Ulam mibira grew up. That the Goyen compares this halacha to the halacha of the which is mentioned in Dafyut Gimel, that people which are grinding up different types of grain, they're allowed to do the tzarcha mayin, but has to do it on betzina. You can't do more than necessary. See, he's suggesting that the grower would then hold the same thing over here. So he raises this as a question. What's interesting, the comparison to the two cases is over here, Lachara, I mean, unless I'm getting something wrong, you're basically doing two actions, and then whatever happens, happens. You make a connection to the water at the upper end of the field, you make a connection from to the back to the water in the lower end of the field, and then everything else happens in Mamela. So the problem is, well, what's happening with Mela is catching more fish than you might necessarily need. So basically, this doesn't bother me. Then comes the Mishmur and says, well, maybe it's a problem, because you have whether the case
base
of... Base Meir? Base Meir. You have, because we said before, the grua compares it to the case of the shoshes. Now the shoshes, they would put the item on the millstone and mill it. Then they put more on the millstone and mill it. Each was a new separate ma'isa. So you understand? So you're allowed to process whatever you need from more and not more. Because each one's going to be separate ma'isa. Each, you know, it's all separate ma'isa. Grinding, etc. The more you grind, the more ma'isa you're doing. Over here, you're doing one ma'isa. And still the Mishabura would hold, so it means I would, so it means that much would be true. It's not automatic to the extent we say you're not culpable for what happened. So I just want to leave it there for the rest of the yomtiv, just flowing through and catching a fish. That's not mutter. You know, the person would do it, catch him out the fish, and then close up the bank again. He doesn't want this water running through his field and washing his whole field. Right? So how long is he allowed to keep it open for? So he should keep it open for long enough to get the fish that he needs and not more. That's what the thought process of Mr. Brewer is saying, even though it's not exactly, the parallel isn't perfect. But the draw is the one who draws the parallels. So obviously he holds that still is significant enough. That point is there's a limitation on what you're allowed to do over here.
What?
So you can't catch more fish than you need. Okay, so why do you need, now? Mr. Bruce says that you did it. The Shulchan says you did it with two openings, top and bottom. Now, theoretically, for catching the fish, Mr. Bruce is going to. We had the case before where you just you don't necessarily need two openings. And just let the water into the field, cut the source of water, and the fish are stuck. I don't need to catch them. You know, I have fish flapping around in my furrows. Okay, so I just go pick them up. You know, I don't have to have it running out the other end. So what do I need that for? Even though the chara, his intention is for to catch the fish, but being a shiur ma'isa of nikarim, we also need to do that. It should be obvious that that's what your intention is for. Therefore, you have to have two openings. Hachad pesach. Because there's only one opening, Avishai Kavanos of the Dogim, even though his intent is for fish, it's Osir. Because if the way you irrigate the field is by putting one opening, let the water run in, and then it'll spread out throughout the whole field. But if you have it opening on top, opening on the bottom, it's not going to spread, it's just going to go basically find the lowest path of resistance from point A to point B, and that's all it's going to do. So that's obviously not the goal, isn't to irrigate the field. But if you just make one opening, the water will spread out throughout the whole field, and that's, so you're irrigating the field. So it's not obvious what you're doing it for, whether you're doing it for fishing or for irrigation of the field, when you have one opening. When you have two openings, it's obvious what you're doing it for, you're doing it for fish. Because we're talking about Kedusha, the Kol Zeh, Urakling, Issa Lechat Chila. But if you ever look at Sinalei, Imu Armish Adai Tala Heter, Chenadilin, Sif test v'yod v'yodal. So you're right. You know, but as long as he had the right intention, we're not going to ask for b'di evid. So in case he only made one opening, if he says that's what his content was, we don't disagree with him. We assume he's saying the truth, and therefore he's we don't give him any type of a kenas for that he should not be allowed to take benefit from what he did. He makes a small opening. The water will flow out. And the fish will be caught because they can't fit through the hole. Meanwhile, the field is definitely benefiting from the water which is going through. So you're irrigating the field to some extent. It's mutter. Shari, the double shade is coming, that wasn't your intent. So that's mutter. Okay. So even though this is a psik ratio, so on Shabbos, and, you know, or on Yom Tov, you wouldn't, this type of ma'aseh wouldn't say, listen, it, you know, it wasn't your intent. Yeah, but it's vadai going to be irrigate the field. It's, Oh, it's, but there wasn't your kavanah, but it's the psik reisha. So Shabbos and Yom Tov psik reisha is also about Chol HaMoed. We're going to learn over here that we're learning over here that Chol HaMoed, that they didn't aser, if your intent was the heter, the fact that it's a psik reisha, Tzav Hashem is coming of the iser, but the psik reisha is not aser. So let's say the mushal with him. We discuss this. So a person goes wants to eat out in the garden. So we said he has to be very careful where he washes his hands, because when he washes his hands, the water which he washes his hands will go onto the ground, which it's outside. It could be there's a ray or a chareish, whatever it is. Even though it's a double shenim miskavim, it's a psik reisha. What about a Chol HaMoed? Right. So we just said that Chol HaMoed, psik reisha is mutter. So if you want to have a garden party in Chol HaMoed, it's going to hate, even though people will be washing their hands outside and when in the field of Chor, it seems to be mutter. Over here in the Mitzvah Dirsha, they bring that the Deborah Sina said it's mutter, based on the same argument we said before. He brings that Rishon Mazalman is mustapik. In other words, in the case we're dealing over here, there is a clear tzar chamoyed. He's kavana for A. So then we say, you know what? Since your kavana is for a valid tzar chamoyed, we're not going to answer the fact that there is a byproduct, a definite byproduct of sik reisha of something which is not mutter, because that's not what your kavana is. Over here, the guy has no real need A or B. He can wash inside the house. It's more convenient. Over here, you can't get what you want, the fish, without doing this process. Over there, schlep is not even the right word, right? It's 30 seconds of tircha, right? And it's hard to call it a schlep, right? So Rosh Hashanah was masupa that we would use this sort of psik reisha being mutar chol hamoed, that type of scenario. Okay. Tess. Also, lahashvas hasada l'sarcharisha. You can't flatten out the field to facilitate plowing, let's say, after Yom Tov. However, v'imnikar shemechavin k'day lodush l'sarchamayin, k'day shemashvakula, is mutter. If it's clear that your intent was to create a place for threshing, a threshing floor, the tzar chamoyed, because you need to process some grain to be able to use for chol hamoed or for yom tov. And how would it be nicker? If it's nicker, that's what you're doing, because you're flattening out the whole area. So in that situation, is mutter. So Mishra says, why is flattening of the whole area an indicator that your kavanah is for threshing more than his kavanah is for plowing the field? How do you know? Why do you assume one over the other? So Bishop Bruce says in Laman Gimel, "Kagoyin shemasher kulo sheyoser tzarech karka shava lodus milacharish." So the Shulchan Aruch was going with the approach that in general disha requires more area than Harisha, which is a bit difficult to understand a little bit. Harbor Shadim Surely, they learn up the Gemara, the more makes it schilic, they learn the Gemara saying the opposite, exact opposite. And when you're plowing a very large area. You do threshing, you do it over a smaller area. Valkane Tavayu Asiri. So we're not sure whether the smaller area is obvious that you're doing it for the purpose of Disha versus Harisha, or if the larger area is obviously doing it for Disha, not Harisha. The only time it's mutter, if it's obvious that you're doing it for Disha, not Harisha. Well, I don't know which one does gives you that, because it's Mechalesh Mishaynim. So you can't do it. Bach. So then it will come out with the final result that neither way is going to be mutter. So one of the questions is, say if you did with cholam moed, it's an isidur rabbanon. So only say sabad rabbanon lekula. If you deal with an isidur raisa, which we discussed at the beginning, we might look at isidur cholam moed. Malachas cholam moed is an isidur raisa. Fishtei, deal with an isidur rabbanon. Why is it sabad lekula? So one possibility is the following. We discussed this. I remember discussing this once. The Gemara says that the Gemara has a machlokes whether haseva is required by the first two kashas or by the last two kashas. So one of them says it's only by the first two and not the last. One says it's the other way around. By the last one is the first two.
Is it that way?
Right. So it comes out, Lachara, you should say Sabbath Rabbanon Lekula. The whole dinner of Seba is a dinner of Rabbanon. Dal Kais is a dinner of Rabbanon. So Sabbath Rabbanon Lekula. Say, I don't have to be Mesav at all. Because in the first verse, maybe it's Potter from a Seba. So, second verse, maybe it's Potter from a Seba. The law is that you have to do a Seba in all four. Because if you have two Kulas which are going to be Sastri Adari, you end up with, like, not being Makayim the law, any opinion. So then you don't say the Sabbath Rabbanon Lekula. So to apply the same idea over here, if you want to go Sabbath Rabbanon Lekula, so some say the larger area is only case versus mutter, the smaller area is also, and some say vice versa. So you say Sabbath Rabbanon Lekula, both areas are mutter, but it's larger or small. That you're not going to say. So maybe you end up with both being also, just like the case of the Dalit cases. Okay, Yud. Also, like you ate him in a suddenly a person like Harisha. A person can't gather wood from the field to facilitate making it easier to plow afterwards. If it's obviously gathering wood because he wants to use the wood for Chol HaMoed and for Yom Tov, so that's mutter. Shesarach ate him, so then it's mutter. But how do you know what makes it nicker? The answer is, so it's mutter. The person's intent is to make the field better, that you facilitate plowing, you can't leave the small twigs either. The person's intent is to use it for firewood, so generally he's going to take the larger pieces and leave the smaller pieces because they're not really giving him too much benefit in his fire. You might take a few little small pieces for the purpose of tinder, but after that, you know. So the way you would say, so it's mutter if you're taking it for firewood, it's also you're doing it to make the field better. So the way we can tell, if you're just taking the large pieces and leaving the small pieces, then obviously your goal is for the fire. If you're taking everything, your goal isn't the fire, because the things you're not going to use on the fire, your goal is to make the field better. That's also.
That's tinder.
Tinder is very light, thin wood, which burns quickly. It helps the fire get bigger. Good olive. Same type of idea. Also, the katzitz anvi ilon l'sakne. The person wants to prune a tree. So, the person can prune a tree to make the tree grow better. So, that's also. That you can't do. However, im nikr shemachavin bishil hanofim, achil nabahemta l'sakne. If I want to use the branches to feed them to my animal, so my goal isn't to make the tree better, my goal is to. If you manual even subsegration, the tree is better, that the Chazal didn't answer that. But it has to be nicker. What makes it nicker? Then it's mutter. If your goal is to prune the tree, you're not gonna cut everything from one side. An imbalanced tree is not healthy for the tree, or it's not great for the tree. So if a person's pruning to make the tree better, you would clearly prune from both sides. So over here, that's not going to be mutter, because that's not nicker while you're doing it. We said it has to be nicker. Well, if you cut all of them from one side, that's nicker. Lamed Dalet. Mim nicker, b'cham v'shil hanofim, b'chol adinim, the word me'elu, yotze me'elu, tar tabin. We need two things. So that's our rule. We need, she'e kavanosu l'heter, v'mais of you m'chichin, when he courage the das tzarech heter who is a he has to truly have intent for the scenario which is which is the heter to make the tree grow better, whatever it is. And it has to be obvious that that's what he's doing. Kamosh Kesav, Alim Kamanos Al Isser. The case where his attention was for the wrong reason. Al Bishem Ma'isem Mechichin Shel Tzarach Heter. Even though it looks based on what he's doing, it looks like he's doing Tzarach Heter. So Isser. V'chein Im Kamanos Al Inyan Heter. V'chein Ma'isem Mechichin Olav. Also, it's going to be Isser. Even though his intention is for Heter, but it's not done in a way which is obvious that he's doing it for Heter. That's not obvious. It's also us. Okay. Yud Beis. Amos Lien has the Hilonis. You can't do a process of removing the worms from the trees. So you can't do that. Now, why isn't the Rabbi? Mr. Brewer will talk about that. Lom Zamin, you can't do Zihum. What is Zihum? Pirishim Advikim Shom Zevel. You put there amongst the trees, whatever it is, you want to put something. Zevul Kadesh Shloyama Su'ilan. You put it on the trees, some type of mud, which helps the tree stay moist, or helps the tree protected from the elements, whatever it is. Because that's what your goal is. And you're doing it with these saplings and atiyas and these small trees, it protects them. So that's not mutter. You're allowed to smear oil on them. So the Mishabrain Maslian. Shanotal Tiloim Shanafal Bilonish, you want to remove the insects which have fallen on the tree, which are affecting the tree. Alvish and Nifsar Elam, but even though they're causing damage to the tree, so Osir. Why the Tirka Yiseruhu? So even though it's a Dabra Ha'aved, we're going to put a limit of Tirka Yiseruhu on the Dabra Ha'aved. Dimashmos. There's Shlomo. There's a marv in 10 minutes. If you don't marv, there's no marv yet.
There's marv in 10 minutes.
8:45. Yeah. In this room. So here he's saying that Imre Davra Oved, Betirchi Yisera, this is going to Betirchi Yisera, which was Chazal, did not want you to do, even for Imre Davra Oved, which, you know, before we seem to say that for Davra Oved, right? So that fits what we said before. The mashal Imre Davra Oved, we don't want you doing being Darla with the buckets. You're allowed to do it in a way which is has minimal tircha, but not the drawing water with a bucket is also even with the barovid, but it's a tircha yaseva, they weren't matter. So I don't know exactly what they would pull, you go one by one, pull out the insects. I don't know how they did it, but it was tircha yaseva. It would help if I was a botanist. Or at least I was skilled in husbandry. I'm trying to be skilled in a different type of husbandry, but I'm a zamin. Sometimes when the bark comes off, so they want to cover over the exposed inner core of the tree, so they need to protect it. So they would put mud there to protect it from dying. Again, I don't know what the tirchi yaseira is involved exactly. I know exactly what they did, but it apparently it was a tirchi yaseira. But what you can do is you can be soft with shemen. You can smear oil on it. They cut off, let's say, a branch before the moyad. What happens is when you cut one branch, multiple branches grow back from that area. But you don't want the cells in that area, which are exposed, to die. So you want to seal it off in some way. So you're allowed to put oil there. That shouldn't die over there in that spot, and it will produce new fruit, new branches. I don't know exactly how oil helps, but you know, by smearing it onto the papers, it helps seal them, warm them, protect them. I'm not sure exactly what it does, but apparently it helps. The reason why it's mutter is not those; these are not a tirchi yisera, and they're for the mutter. So it's hard to like build up clothing based on the case. I don't know exactly what did. So be masliyim, be mezayim, the tirchi yisera, and tzicha is not a tirchi yisera.
Being
mezayim. Okay. That's the middle. You'll do your gimel, I believe. Ishus. Ishus were a little were a type of a small animal. Some type of a like a blind animal. Actually, very small one, which eats they damage the field by eating. Rachborim or mice, which are eating up in the field. Shmafsidan bistay ilan, which are affecting a orchard. Field of trees, a pardes. So mutter l'tzayin kedarka. You can trap them in the normal fashion. So what should chayfer guma v'telabah mitzvah? You dig a hole, put some type of a trap over it, and they would go in and they would get caught inside the trap. So the damage that they cause in the sada is significant enough that you're allowed to do this process of capturing them in a normal fashion. Let me say, I love it. Hasmuch le seilin, but to the dark certain kedarka, she gets him menu. Gets him menu. I've the next field over is a sada love, and a sada love means a grain is growing there. So it doesn't have any shade because the grains are growing there instead. So it looks like it's white in the sun. There's no shade. So the next field over is the Sod Lavan. The Sod Lavan, these Achborim and these issues don't affect don't damage it enough. There's a heter to capture them in a Sod Lavan. However, if they're right next to a Stay Elon, so they're gonna sneak out of the Stay Elon. They're gonna and go into the Stay Lavan and go into the Stay Elon and hurt the tree. So you're allowed to capture them in the next field over also. We made a smucha to stay ilan. If it's not near any other, if the say a loman is not next to stay ilan, so it's normally not. So it's not as a problem. So then we say like this. So now we're going to introduce that there's a way to be matter. It's not. It's a davar of a ksas. It's not, you know. So therefore, ayin shinui is mutter. What's a shinui? Shinui et shvoid ba'aretz. So you put a pole in the ground. Umananoi lekan lekan. You keep swinging it back and forth. Ashanasa guma. By doing so, you create a hole. Then you place the trap over that hole. And that was considered a shinui. Okay. I'm not sure I understand the thought process 100% either. V'yei sharmen shemistei halavan hasmuch l'tei ilan enam mutar elay l'shinui. This, in other words, I was presenting before that the stay love and next to stay Elon is mutter legamri, even not a shinui. If there's no stay Elon next door, then it's only mutter ayin shinui. Some people learn. He says, "Say Lovin, which is next to stay Elon, that's there. You need a shinui. So that's one step down. If you can't do it normal, which is the way we were presenting before, you can only do it ayin shinui. And." And then continuing with our idea of a step down, if it's not open, doesn't open up into any stay ilud. So there's no. So then even I neshim yitzaser. You can't do a period according to this. That's just Mr. Ruchel Hamaches. Ishus who sheretz katan is a small little creepy creature. Shel Hanan doesn't have eyes. Medarka lachbar b'fnim hakarka. It burrows it down into the earth. Earth. Sheyimotze besada yikalkal ilonas. To the field, it could damage the roots of the trees. Instead of the sun, the lemasid kuli high b'stei lom. They don't affect the grain fields as much as they affect the orchards. Yisharim ayim b'birlocha sends it to the birlocha. He says that the birlocha essentially depends on what the years in the mesachta is.